Imagine checking your watch. And, well, in the time it takes you to drink your morning coffee, an invisible worker just processed an entire home loan. Like, it verified 5,000 pages of bank policy and pushed it to approval without a single human eye ever seeing it. Welcome to the 2026 Australian mortgage industry.
Yeah, it's a massive existential shift, honestly. I mean, brokers currently hold a 76.7% market share here, but the real battleground isn't really winning clients anymore. It's internal profitability.
Right, and to figure out how we actually got here, we've gathered this fascinating stack of sources today. We're looking at industry white papers, demographic studies on back office staff, and some pretty intense government regulatory drafts.
Which are, quite a read.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So our mission for this deep dive is to basically explore how AI is fundamentally dismantling the traditional brokerage back office, and more importantly, what that means for your data, your privacy, and potentially your career.
Well, I think we need to establish why this is all happening right now. Like, back offices have utilized automation for years.
Sure.
But the big difference in 2026 is that we've completely crossed the line from what we call assistive AI to agentic AI.
Okay, wait, let's unpack that mechanism a bit. So assistive AI is kind of like a sous chef handing you chopped onions. But agentic AI is the head chef, right? Like, it looks at the ingredients, decides what recipe to make, cooks it and plates it without you ever stepping foot in the kitchen.
Exactly. That is the perfect way to visualize it. The agentic system just orchestrates the entire workflow on its own.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it independently queries bank APIs, which basically means it talks directly to the bank's software. No human needs to log in or click anything. It reads payslips with like 99% accuracy, and then it cross-references those numbers against ever-changing lender policies in seconds.
Which completely explains the staggering numbers in these reports. I mean, loan processing times have plummeted from 5 to 10 days down to under 48 hours. And the per loan processing cost dropped from $1,200 to around $650. But I do have to push back here for a second. It can't just be processing speed driving that cost down, right? I mean, you don't cut a cost in half just by typing faster.
No, you're spot on. The real savings actually come from eliminating human error. Like, historically, a file bounced back and forth between a broker and a bank multiple times just because of a missed signature or maybe a misread policy.
Ah, so the AI just gets it right the first time.
Exactly. Agentic AI submits a flawless file. It completely automates what the industry calls the seven operational bottlenecks.
Okay, so it's not just a corporate buzzword then.
Not at all. It means the AI is automatically resolving those notorious choke points, things like instantly verifying mismatched addresses or chasing down missing payslips without waiting for a human to hit send on an email.
Okay, but if the AI is successfully eliminating those choke points, we really have to look at the people whose entire job was managing those bottlenecks. I mean, the demographic data in our sources shows a highly vulnerable workforce.
Yeah, it really does.
Because 86% of these processing roles are held by women. This looks like a massive demographic crisis in the making. Are brokerages just mass firing their administrative teams right now?
Well, that was definitely the initial fear. But forward-thinking brokerages are actually adopting a different commercial strategy. They're implementing something called the exception handler model.
Okay, what does that actually mean in practice?
Basically, they are retraining these professionals rather than just letting them go.
So instead of laying people off, they're shifting the job description to manage the stuff the machine breaks on.
Right, the AI handles the standard, straightforward loans. The humans are retrained to audit the AI's outputs and step in to manage complex edge cases.
Like what kind of edge cases?
Think of complicated scenarios, like a self-managed Superfund loan, or maybe a client with an intricate freelance income structure.
So they are effectively evolving from data entry clerks into these highly empathetic parabrokers. They handle the nuance that machines struggle with, while the AI quietly hums away in the background. I mean, I love the idea of upskilling workers, but here is where my skepticism kicks in. To orchestrate all those workflows, that background AI is independently ingesting massive amounts of deeply personal data.
Oh, absolutely.
And looking at these regulatory drafts, that catapults the whole industry into a terrifying new landscape.
It is a massive risk. We are hitting the 2026 privacy exemption cliff. The Australian government is completely abolishing the small business exemption.
Wait, really? So that means even a solo broker working out of a home office now faces the full weight of the Privacy Act.
Exactly. And the stakes could not be higher. We are talking about potential fines of up to $50 million for serious breaches.
50 million! That's insane. The sources focus heavily on this new fair and reasonable test, too. Let me make sure I understand the mechanism correctly. If a broker's AI scrapes a client's entire 10-year banking history to analyze spending habits, but legally it only needed 3 months of payslips to approve the loan, that is a breach.
A massive breach, yeah. The AI might think it's just being thorough to ensure a good loan, but under the law, it collected excessive data.
So it's basically algorithmic overreach.
Precisely. If the broker hasn't trained the exception handler to catch that algorithmic overreach, it is just game over for that business.
Which makes this incredibly relevant to you, the listener. I mean, whether you are running a business implementing these tools or you are just applying for a home loan, you really need to understand how agentic AI is evaluating your personal data behind the scenes.
For sure. AI removes the manual labor, but human trust remains the ultimate currency in lending. You really want a trained human double-checking the machine that holds your financial future.
Right, for now anyway. But let's leave you with this final thought to mull over. As we move toward 2027, these reports point to the rise of machine customers.
Oh yeah, that is a wild concept.
Right, so imagine a world where your personal AI agent negotiates a mortgage directly with a bank's AI agent. In that fully automated machine-to-machine future, will we even need human brokers at all?